Well, there are two, I think, major challenges that, I mean, could be really scary, and we don't have an answer, but we have to be honest about them. I think it is very likely that organizations will need to hire less and less people to do what you may have described as non-value-added jobs. And I think there is a threat here of automation by promise or by action, really getting rid of vast arrays of jobs in industries. You can see it in certain office functions too. And I think automation could literally wipe out 20 to 30% of mechanical jobs in the white collar space too in the next 5 to 10 years. That has huge implications politically and socially. So I think as leaders of organizations, we need to recognize this and work out how we help our employees be better trained, to be more adaptive, to have more skills, not just because it's for them as individuals, but frankly from a selfish perspective that the organization needs qualified, capable people to handle itself through one generation and the next. I think the second thing is that if you don't start to aggressively transform digitally and you really, you know, struggle to adapt these variables, you're going to find it very difficult to not be a binary dodo in a very digital world, because I think the speed of change is exponential, and what looks like a small threat in the, you know, windscreen in front of you can become a huge threat very quickly as you hurtle towards it. And I think that is something leaders have got to be more conscious about, is what's going to happen in their future. What do they need to do differently? How do they need to adapt? Because there really isn't a choice. It's going to happen to you either because other segments jump across you, or frankly, competitors just get really, really good at doing things that you can't. In other words, they have a great digital transformation index performance, and they just start being half a lap ahead of you, a lap ahead of you, two laps ahead of you, three laps ahead of you, and you sort of die. I'm an optimist, but I'm concerned about the future of companies. If they can't find this pathway to transformation soon, they'll just find themselves too far behind competitors. And as you know, customers are not that loyal anymore. If the experience doesn't work, they'll move.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.